So umakhulu is the type of person who is so like loves her children more than she loves her grandchildren. So she's very akafuni kwanto edibanisa, like if you're gonna hurt her child or buzawuthini, she will just akazuvana now. So for me to actually be where I am now, it's because of utamkhulu wam ahlale athethe naye, athi mamela kaloku ngabantwana aba bafuna ukwenza izinto ezi-different, so fanele uandastende. So ke waqalisa uandastenda, and now ngoku she's one of my ch like champions. Uyandi encourager, she's always happy, and but it always has to be a family thing. Because if I go with family, by you like, and I'm so lucky to come from the family that I come from. And a lot of people, by I come from a rich family, I don't come from a rich family, then this is Lalin. And yes, like there have been struggles from you, Mandize app. And I don't think if bending enough funding from the Center of Excellence, like the DST Center of Excellence in Paleo Sciences, I would be where I am. Because it also helps to also have funding. And but what I love is the fact that U Minister Naledi Pandor now has all these like is has she's doing a great job in science, about encouraging all these different fields and making sure that scientists are out there and they're very well known. So I'm gonna get an opportunity to meet her on the 17th.
Wow.
I've been invited to SABC 2 Morning Live for e Nantsika dialogue with the minister. So it's one of those, I think it's I'm gonna be part of the audience of the panel and stuff, and we're gonna ask questions and we're gonna have a conversation about empowering women in science. And then on the 31st of August, I'm gonna be at the COE's Directors Forum in PE, and I'm gonna give a presentation about umsebenzi wami that I like my journey through FameLab and my exposure and how I enjoyed everything. So things are looking up, and FameLab worked for me in a sense, exposing me and getting my name out there. So I'm happy about that.
So we're gonna see you on TV.
I don't think I'll be on TV though. I
Yeah.
don't know how the thing is gonna happen. I don't know if I'm gonna be part of the audience with like, cause I got an invite, so I don't know if I'm gonna be part of the audience engaging with the minister, or cause I think it's gonna be like women scientists engaging with the minister, and then so we're gonna have a chance to actually talk to her during a morning live, during that time. So hopefully everything goes well.
All the best. All
Thank you
the
so much.
best. All the best.
Is there anything else that you want to know before I leave? No. You're good.
Oh, there's one question I didn't ask is, but I feel like you answered it. It's just that I didn't ask. So, Eti, what would the Avuyo of today say to the Avuyo who was only 10 years old?
Our viewer who was 10 years old had all these dreams and all these aspirations. Our viewer who is now 30 years old still has those dreams and aspirations. That's why Ekhaya they call me Butterfly, because because I am very inquisitive and I want to learn and I want to know a lot. But Avuyo, who was 10 years old, thought that the world was full of butterflies. Anyway, I'm scared of butterflies, by the way. Was filled with all these puppies and beautiful things. But Avuyo now has grown to be comfortable in herself. Avuyo now has grown to know that the world is not as happy and as well-meaning as my 10-year-old self would have thought. But the knowledge that I've gained through the years has helped me and molded me into the person that I am right now. But I still have that playful 10-year-old in me, my brothers would tell you. I still have that playful 10-year-old in me. And the one advice I would have given Aviwe, who was 10 years old, what would I have said to her? Just love yourself. Because it took me a long time to love myself and to accept who I am. Because I am different. And I know I am different. I have embraced me being different now. But it was hard for me growing up, knowing the things that I liked. People telling me I like white things, which I don't understand what liking white things is. If you like something, you like something regardless of everything. And I think because I was different in the sense that I loved animals, I used to treat my animals like my children. A lot of people don't understand that. Even this, like the field that I'm in right now, people don't understand why would you do that. But it's not about why. The question is why not? You know, why would you limit yourself in thinking that this is for other people and not for you? So I have had to grow up a lot, and I've been through a lot. So, but I am happy to be where I am right now. And Aviwa, 10-year-old, is still in me. Hiding there comes out now and again.
Yeah. Just a random question, Nia. It's about journalism. Do you feel that science is, does it get the exposure from like journalists? Do you feel that there's still a need for us to go back and actually look for isn't or related to science and write about those things?
You know, I think in South Africa, we lack a lot of that, but it is starting to come through. If you go to America, you have people who are employed as science journalists, you know, who do science communication. And we as scientists have a certain way of communicating our science, which we lack in trying to communicate it to the normal, ordinary people. And that's where you guys come in, to help us put some sparkle and to not be too scientific and help not dumb down, but to make it more simplified, keeping the actual context that's needed. So there are jobs in science communication. It's a field that actually needs to be tapped in by South African journalism. It is there. There is huge potential because you have a diversity of people doing a whole range of sciences, which are very interesting. And there are all these, for example, Spaza Shop, Science Spaza did a profile on me. So they're trying to get sciences out there. There are things like Jive Media, which go around teaching people about science, teaching people about communication, and getting scientists exposed to ordinary people and sciences exposed to ordinary people. So there is a huge potential for journalists to actually do work on this. And because you guys have the skills to actually communicate it to the rest of the world and package it very well, you're able to actually put and expose people out there who lack the ability to even use social media or to expose themselves and their scientists. I mean, and the science. So, yeah, I think there's a huge potential there. And I think, and I'm happy, and thank you guys for actually inviting me here. Because I love talking about what I do. And I would love a whole lot of people to know about the plant that I'm working on, which is Glossopteris, and its economic importance and its value and just all-round awesomeness. But it's hard. Like, it's taken me a very long time to actually know how to talk to people. But because of FameLab has also helped, like, all these workshops that we attended and talking to different specialists, that helped a lot in making me understand that there are different audiences who will understand things differently. But as long as you explain it in a way that, like, for example, I can't talk to you the same way I would talk to a 10-year-old, or the same way I would talk to a professor, or at a conference, or just maybe at an outreach thing with high school students. So they're different levels, and they're different things that you can say to different people to make them understand or to get the concept. But if we start working together, like as scientists and journalists, so much can be done. So much, huge potential. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kona, any quotes? Angas no more. Well, interview girl calls or what are we newspaper?
Mm.
Like, I think you found that before Sizzla, yeah. Kona, you have to know, because yeah. We have to know you better.
Yeah.
And Angas no more, Ubuye Shoguti, Yesho, Koguako, or Ban, but Nitandile, and I even like printed and put on my wall. Because, like, yeah. It's Angas, it's keep on trying, but Gcina also keep on trying.
Yeah, you need to keep on trying. And I say a lot of things and I don't remember certain things that I've said.
Yeah.
But do you know what I've loved about my upbringing is the fact that my family has never ever doubted me.
Yeah.
They've never doubted me. They have always pushed me to the limit, and they have always pushed me to push myself. They saw the potential in me before I could see potential in myself. I still don't think I'm good, but to them, they just support.
Yeah.
But never underestimate yourself. Never underestimate your ability. Always push. I will get it. Because what happens is, if someone says no, make sure you understand why they said no. But when baboni say ndukuba, even though you said no, I will show you why you were supposed to say yes. So do not say, when one door closes, don't be dismayed. Keep on pushing.
Wow, that's so powerful. Mm.
It's something that I have to tell myself every single day. It's not something, Andy, you wake up in the morning, was it during a spilling? You motivate yourself for that day. You think positively. Even if, try and see the good in every single situation. I know, Janga, for example, I had one of my papers rejected and I did not take that very well. And, but it was a matter of, do I stop or do I continue? And for me, it took me some time. I was like, breathe. And then I pushed. And hopefully in the next round, it will be accepted. But because it was rejected in one, doesn't mean it's going to be rejected in another. And even if it gets rejected to another, I'm going to push again. It's going to go.
Keep on trying.
Until. But also see, learn to accept a criticism. You don't have to, let me not say accept, learn to deal with criticism. There's certain things that people, we always take things personally. It is human. You either become defensive or you cocoon into your own shell. But learn to see the good. If you put out the bad and the tone or whatever, just try and dissect izinto accordingly. And you're like, oh, I answer for not an island. But if we are stronger and you're like, no, I'm not going to be a teacher, so I they were going through something. Is it jealousy? Is it, what's going on? We people, we're different, but we just need to understand that how I handle stuff is different from how you handle things. And people see umdu enuma walking in the street and they're happy, but you don't know what umdu is actually going through. A whole lot.